And the Eagles going to beat the Packers 22-10. They're on to the divisional.
Every time we played a really good football team, we weren't up to par to pass the test.
Everybody has got to play their best.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
The 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. For the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver.
This is an enormous season for many people, and it's not just for Jordan Love.
I love the guys that we have in the receiving room, but we need a guy that's proven to be one.
Touchdown, Wicks wide open. It's Reed. First down. Dobbs, touchdown Green Bay.
Jordan Love needs to figure out how to be the steady hand for this team.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
Is the pass rush in the secondary going to hold up? Maybe you add one to it.
This is a huge, mammoth-sized blockbuster trade. The Dallas Cowboys are trading Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
It's once again Parsons.
This is the place where I feel like I can take my next step.
Micah Parsons brings him down.
You add Micah Parsons to this defense, you take a step forward.
Oh, man, winning is everything to me.
Yeah, we're capable of doing some really good things.
It's just going to be about how we play.
We've got to find ways to win those big-time games.
We're ready to retake what's ours.
Yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships.
Hey, let me get a Green Bay 3. 1, 2, 3.
Almost as excited as Jeff Hafley is to have Micah Parsons on his defense. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And it begins with our weekend preview.
Yeah, the return of the weekend preview. Been a minute since we've had one of these to look forward to a big football weekend. Of course, week zero doesn't count. So here we are. Five games on the football docket. You remember the drill. Pick one you're most interested in watching, and pick one you wouldn't mind taking a little football breather during. A lot of options, including the game last night. How about this one? Chiefs-Chargers tonight, 7 o'clock. Tausch, this one's exclusively on YouTube. It is free. You do not need to sign up for it. You don't need to subscribe to anything. You just gotta find it on YouTube.
Ooh.
And then
now
subscribe and comment.
You do not
or just, I just
said
Google it.
You do not have to subscribe. Okay. You just gotta find it and click on it. You think you can are you gonna tune into Chiefs
Chargers
tonight?
So let me ask you this. Will this be IPT? Because our friend and friend of the show and one of my teammates, Matthew J. LePay, is being inducted into the Wisconsin Hall of Fame tonight. So I will be there. I get to
big day.
I'm part of some of the festivities with a couple of the folks. Is it IPT if I'm sitting in the back watching the game and then when they call old boy up to go and we interview him, I put the phone away, but then I go back and watch the game again? Is that IPT or is it kosher?
You care about Chiefs Chargers that much that you would watch it during the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction?
Don't you sniff your nose at me.
This is fake news.
He did say he had a couple of prize pick selections out there still.
No, you love Matt LePay.
Jason is right. I am not going to do that, but I asked if it would be IPT if I did want to. And I don't think I'll want to. But
and the answer is yes.
I am interested in how the game goes. I think the Chiefs will be fun. It's going to be a fun watch this year, seeing where they're at and how they bounce back from a brutal, you know, really tough loss in the Super Bowl.
I think there are other functions that it would not be IPT to do that at, but at this particular function, it is IPT.
Yeah.
I would say it's less IPT than at a wedding.
Depends whose wedding.
That depends, yeah.
I disagree. If I'm in the back and there's nobody knows I'm even watching it, what do you care?
But you're not in the back. You're
What about at the wedding if you're in the back of the pews and nobody even knows you're watching it?
You know it's worse. You know it is.
What if your kid has a high school football game tonight, but instead of watching the game in front of you, you're watching Chiefs Chargers on YouTube on your
also
phone?
Also IPT.
Oh, yeah. There were plenty of times watching Max play hockey that I'd have the Packer game on my screen.
No,
up
that's different.
That thing, and then I have to watch if people are checking. I don't want my phone to go down. And my old buddy Bartsky did that. He had a cold beer up there, and that beer fell down, and that was a whole mess. And he didn't know how to clean it.
I didn't know
you
were
playing
in Boston.
And I had to scold him for his poor driving. Yeah, it was. No, Bartsky. That's classic Bartsky.
All right, so. Besides Chiefs Chargers, there are other games I wanted to mention for you guys here.
Thank God.
Top 25 matchup, Michigan at Oklahoma on ABC and the ESPN app on Saturday night, 6:30. Game of the weekend.
No. I'm going to be good. I already went up. I watched Michigan live in person. I've seen enough. They're going to be good, but I don't need to watch them play in Oklahoma. We'll be coming off the big, hopefully a big dub versus Middle Tennessee. And I think I'm going to take a beat and grab a bite and enjoy the night. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Your noon slate locally, Giants Commanders on Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the New York Jets. Revenge tour gets underway for old ACR and the Steelers.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah, it's not. No.
Come on, man.
I mean, that's the game. You're going to have that. It's on CBS, so is the Packer game. You're going to have that one on before the Packer game.
I'm assuming that the last game is the one that I'm going to be most interested in.
Brewers Pirates 5:40 tonight on Apple TV.
Arrgh!
We didn't even do pirate trivia. That's how big of a day it is. Ravens Bills Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's your game.
It's sack time trivia.
And I think that game will have big ramifications at the end of the year. I think both teams will win their division relatively handily, and one of them will be the one seed. And I think whoever ends up being the one seed, it'll be the most important one seed in the history of football, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And tonight or Sunday night's game will be a huge indicator who has home field when it gets to be the postseason. So that's the game I'm most interested in.
I'm most interested in Aaron Rodgers against the Jets.
Shocker.
Everybody's shocked.
Yes, you should pretend that you don't have any interest.
Shock and awe.
Wow.
I'm not. You're really interested in the Jets and the Steelers? Really?
I wouldn't be interested if Kenny Pickett was their quarterback, no. But it is apparently his, according to him, it is his final NFL season. He played better than people think he did during the second half of last season with the Jets. He's playing a team that he was supposed to be the savior for, and instead it was a crash and burn scenario. He is playing for a coach now that he's talking all about how much he loves playing for Mike Tomlin. He is going to be healthier than he was last year coming off the Achilles. Yes, I am interested. And the fact that you're not, I find to be hard to believe.
I'm not as interested as you. I just, until they win some games and it becomes Packers-Steelers game, I'll be super interested. Yeah, I'm more interested in the Ravens-Bills. Jesse, poll that. What do you think our audience is at on that?
You want me to poll which game are you more interested in watching this weekend?
You only can pick one. Steelers-Jets or Ravens?
All right.
Ravens-Bills.
I'll poll it.
Who are you picking?
I'm taking the I'm taking the Ravens and the Bills game. But I am also compelled to watch the Jets and Steelers game. But if you're making me only
listen,
pick one,
I'm not
going
to go turn. I don't want you to misconstrue this. I am not going to be like Jason, sitting there, eyes glued to the telly, and I won't move because I am going to. If it's there and it's on, I'll watch. But I'm not going to set my schedule around that. Like I'm just not. That's all.
And neither am I. I'll be on Green Bay game day during that game, so I'll be talking about the Packers. But if you're going to pretend that you care more about the opener on Sunday Night Football between two AFC teams, I'm sorry, I don't believe you. You're entitled to say that. Go right ahead. But the more interesting of the games is how does Aaron Rodgers do? You played with the guy for like 6 years.
I did. Yeah.
But you're not interested.
I hope he does great. I hope he does well. I just don't. I think both teams are going to be super mid, and I think they're both going to be hovering around 6-7 wins. That's what I think is going to happen. So, you know, I don't find that compelling. No, I don't. Like, I hope Aaron has a great season, is healthy, and gets through 17 weeks. That'd be great. Outside of that, whatever week that is, Jesse, put the schedule up. Whatever week Green Bay goes to Pittsburgh, I will be super intrigued. And if Pittsburgh starts winning some games and is a player, all right, now you got me intrigued. But the Jets with their new coach, I'll be curious on the highlights. Yes, but no, I'm just not that gung-ho to watch the game live. I'm not. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I won't be watching it. What did
Certainly
you say?
Sounds like you were.
No. We have to talk about the ESPN, the new ESPN app, the most live sports, the best championship moments, and so much more. Monday Night Football, college football, NBA, WNBA, NHL, NWSL, college hoops, volleyball, softball, gymnastics, lacrosse, the list goes on and on. Plus shows like SportsCenter with SVP, First Take with Stephen A., College Game Day with Jen Latta, and the entire 30 for 30 library. It's all of ESPN, all in one place, so sign up now. Jesse's poll is in the field. We will see how it fares. Again, not saying that people are anywhere near as interested in Aaron Rodgers 2025 as they were when he went to New York originally in 2023. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You're not interested. I believe you. More will the entire straight ahead. Stick around.
I said I'm more interested in the other one. That's what I said.
We'll check the tape. More will the entire straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Will the Entourage, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I don't want to say that this feels anticlimactic, but after the incredibly creative, hardworking Tauscher brothers,
did a great
remarkable
job.
Run in 2023 of great songs, and slightly less remarkable run of movie clips being recreated in 2024.
That was good stuff, man.
We're not doing either of those.
You can't get that acting anywhere else, man.
You literally can in the 60-yard line, the movie we're recreating.
Playing the role of John Kuhn there is Max Tauscher. So we're still workshopping how we want to do headlines this season. Jesse has some ideas. But for now, we're kicking it old school.
Back to our roots.
Now, again, one of the greatest moments in our, as we now are embarking on our 10th season of Wilde and Tausch, was when Tausch, against all odds, predicted a Packers-Vikings tie with a Kissin' Cousins headline. And then they went out and actually tied, which just don't happen in the National Football
That's
League.
That's pretty good.
The greatest prediction in the history of the show.
It is, without question. I don't know if we'll have any of those types of moments this season.
I don't know. Pick swap was pretty good. Before it was mainstream, the pick swap was pretty good.
Pick swap was good. It's not as good as predicting a tie and then it happens.
Just saying.
It's not in the same category. It was good.
Okay.
It was good. I know you need reassurance how great that was. Turned out that they should have swapped the players.
But be that as it may, that'd be the ultimate pick swap. You get a year to figure it out, and you can swap. You can swap players
now
after
we'll
one
trade
year.
Back.
That could be a fun add to your draft process.
Congratulations. You're playing against Aaron Rodgers on Sunday in a game no one really is all that interested in, Lucas Van Ness, because now you play for the Jets. All right, let's get you. So how do you want to do this? Because you were, I mean, your brothers really did all the work. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go last?
Yeah, I'll go first. And just for the record, and I know you have a lot on your plate, but after your scathing criticism of the Academy last year, I was under the impression that the Wildy Academy was going to take over. That
no,
obviously
you
is
weren't
not
under that
happen.
Impression. First of all, you weren't
well,
under that impression. Second of all, if we're
well,
going to have this
what
argument,
I was under the impression. Of.
You.
Anyways,
no. Stop where you are.
Okay.
I don't
that
appreciate
is what happened. Jesse. That is what happened. Just so for the record, and Jesse knows this. That is how it played out in my mind. Continue, Jason.
Jesse knows that this is how it played out in my mind, he says.
I think I do know that.
The bottom line is that the scathing criticism was that the movies didn't work as well as the songs, which were wildly popular, that we have our own album on Spotify.
Yeah.
That was the scathing criticism.
I get it. And I was hoping that you were going to come up and do something better than the songs. And maybe it will be. I don't feel awesome about the first week, but I'm ready to go.
I do.
If we are ready to go, we
do have an open for this segment. I'm going to play it, and you get a
we
chance
do?
To. Yes.
We don't have a partner, but we've got an open.
A 10-second timeout here.
And
we've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Okay.
All right, boys.
Way to sell it.
I do feel this is anticlimactic.
I don't feel good about this, but here goes.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I was on the Academy side. I understood their frustrations. I hope they come back. I'm not going to be to the point where I'm begging yet, but maybe in a couple weeks I will. And here we go. Micah. Goff has nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Packers win 19-14.
Wait, did you write that yourself? 100% yourself?
I did. It's
with
right
no
here.
Help from them?
Yeah, it's all me.
I would like to publicly apologize to Tausch's brothers. Your boy needs you.
That bridge, you smoked that bridge, unfortunately.
I'm happy to sit down and have a conversation. I think my criticism was fair and not scathing, but
probably
be that as it may.
Buy him some cousin subs, too.
I hear there's gift cards available. having lost...
Oh, and by the way... Before, please, if I may, Jason.
If you may, sure.
I did just get something from one of the Academy members. I think they're going to be kind of, we'll see. And he said, Jesse predicting that Murphy would be fired is the best prediction in Wildy and Tausch history, just for the record. So there we go.
Depends on your definition of best, and I did not predict that he would be fired. That was not what happened at all.
That sounds like scathing criticism of something one of Tausch's brothers said, so don't do that.
It wasn't even a prediction. It was just a question.
Having lost their Ben Johnson... Detroit's impotent offense, no match for the Packers' Parsons project, as Green Bay's 23-20 win makes them the early kings of the North's beasts.
Nice.
It's just not the same. It's not the same as having Tausch sing as Eminem, which was also the case last year in that scathing criticism. But there was some great music. Some tracks were laid down in 2023. They were great. Jesse, tell me you're going to sing your headline.
I'm not.
Okay.
Goff and running. Lions punch the Packers to start the season.
winning for the fourth straight year at Lambeau Field.
Gel.
I think we're all excited, and I think the Packers have a great chance to win the Super Bowl this year because of what they've done this offseason.
So you're not saying, but you're saying.
But making a major change on defense 1 week before the start of the season, being a little banged up without a lot of time during the preseason and training camp for some of these guys to get a rhythm together, I am nervous what this is going to look like, because when this has happened in the preseason, we've seen slow starts from Matt LaFleur teams. And I'm nervous that's going to be the case on Sunday, and I don't want any, you know, I am Mr. Rational. I don't want anyone to...
That's what I heard, yeah.
Overreact.
No criticizing anything on Sunday or Monday, right?
This is not the be-all, end-all game, but I am concerned that Detroit's going to come in here and surprise all of us who think we got Micah Parsons, we're winning the Super Bowl in every game this year. It's still a really good team over there, and I think Dan Campbell has always had them fired up to come to Lambeau Field and play strong, even when they've been out of contention going back several years. And I'm nervous that's going to be the case this weekend.
I don't want this to sound like scathing criticism, but the YouTube commenters have joined the fray because, again, as I have said, and they agree, these songs were beloved and really very much enjoyed. And if again, I'm not here to tell the Academy what to do. I appreciate their work. Don't confuse effort with results, I was told. But they were extremely popular, and the movies with our fans were not as popular. Also being pointed out by Dr. Denver Dan, perhaps the songs are better received than the movies because so many people only listen and they don't watch in real time. Also, a member of the 565 analytics firm pointing out also because they were supposed to be posted before the show and someone missed a handful of posting them before the show actually started, might have also factored in to the demise of the films.
That so, didn't help. In again, fairness, that didn't help.
Again, scathing though it might be, the songs were great. And if we want to get the band back together, and if John Schneider, not the guy from the Dukes of Hazzard, and not the guy that runs the Seahawks.
Well, I heard Tom Wopat's on one of our shows. Yes. Isn't Tom Wopat on one of our shows? I swear I heard Riley promoting something with Tom Wopat.
You did.
You definitely did, yes.
Am I not right?
That was a commercial an event going on in Madison with Celebrations Entertainment and Jeffrey.
Yeah. Okay. And Tony Granato's going to be there.
Jeffrey and Tom Wopat. Now, that's a table I want to be at.
Is
Catherine Bach going to be there?
If we're being fully honest with what we're looking at.
Is that Daisy
here.
Duke, Catherine Bach?
It is, yes.
Okay.
I'm nervous that there are too many other people who have started getting in the Packers song business.
What? Who?
There's Twitter accounts, and I don't want to point any fingers at any shows on our airwaves that don't do it the way that Tausch did it. And I'm nervous that the concept now has become too main. Like, it was unique when we did it a couple of years ago, and that's what
it was.
Made it fun. And now it's been replicated so much, and
it
not
started
as well.
With a Lions game. It started with Tausch's M&M, and it was magnificent.
I'm nervous we're now going to be chasing something that we can't obtain in the greatness that was the singing headlines a couple of years ago.
Like not doing but it could be a sequel like Top Gun Maverick, which might be better than the original.
But what are the odds of that?
Probably pretty low. What are the odds of Tausch having a Coors Light this weekend while celebrating Matt LaPay?
Oh, that'll be outstanding. And whether you're tailgating pregame, going to a Hall of Fame induction, celebrating a big win after a Packer or Badger game, well, you want a moment to chill, just crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
Whoa, Nelly! That is a segment we haven't managed to get rid of yet. Is next!
It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
One of the topics for Whoa Nelly, and I'm excited to hear it. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Big game for the Wisconsin Badgers this Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium, hosting Middle Tennessee State. 3 o'clock.
The worst team in college football.
According to the New York Times and The Athletic, the worst team in FBS college football, ranked 136 out of 136, following a 20-point loss at home to FCS Austin Peay last week. Don't overlook them, though, with Alabama on the horizon in a true road game in Tuscaloosa the following week. And that serves as the point of conversation that we got our way into on the Barry Alvarez show on ESPN Madison earlier this week.
Who the hell cares what Ben Bruss thinks?
Yeah, and I guess whenever we reference it, it is customary.
Who the hell gives a what Ben Bruss thinks?
And the cackling voice there you heard was Derek Engler. So Derek Engler leads off this clip. And then the former head coach and director of athletics, Barry Alvarez, one-ups what Derek Engler said was bold. So in a week where we featured bold predictions of many kinds in the Boldathon, I think this clearly takes the cake.
We can compete against Alabama. And not only compete, we can win that football game. There's no question in my mind.
I would guess right now we'll be favorites going into that game.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm just watching Alabama play. That is not a Nick Saban Alabama team. And whether Nick was there or not, and I have great respect for him, believe me. And whoever was there, we would go in there and compete well and have a chance. I'm guessing we will be favorites going in that game.
It's an opinion.
So, and I did follow up on the show, the ESPN matchup predictor. We don't have a spread on the game at any book that I could find yet. The ESPN matchup predictor gives Wisconsin a 22% chance to win at Alabama next week, which quite honestly is higher than I expected. But favorites against Alabama at their place after week one. Who wants to talk about that?
So I'll say this. I would disagree vehemently with Coach Alvarez on that. I don't think that will be the case. And I think one of the great things about Wisconsin and Barry Alvarez-led teams were we always had an underdog approach.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a balance, though. There's a balance of going along and saying we're going to be underdogs and play that up, like he did when, I don't remember, the commentator said we're the worst Rose Bowl team in the history of Rose Bowls. I'm sure you guys remember that. And then we just went out there and beat the heck out of UCLA. So you can have the confidence, and if Coach Alvarez was coaching the Badgers right now, he would never say that. That's the beauty of being a pundit. That's the beauty of being on a radio show, is you can speak freely and you can believe what you want to believe. But that will not be the case, and I think the Badgers, obviously, you watch, and had they throttled Florida State, I think the whole narrative changes, but it didn't. And there's a lot of skepticism now about DeBoer and about Alabama, and I'm sure they're going to beat the heck out of whoever they play this week. And next week will be one of those, for them, they're going to be very focused. And I thought maybe earlier, had they beaten Florida State, that might not have been the case. It will be a tall tale and a tall challenge going down to Tuscaloosa and winning. But I think you have to look at least on paper and what we saw on film and say, this, it's going to be daunting, but I don't know if it's as daunting as it probably felt before last weekend's games, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I want to believe that the Badgers are capable. First of all, they do have to dispense with Middle Tennessee State, which, again, where the program currently sits, hopefully improving. I don't think they're in a position to be looking past anyone right now. I think that's fair criticism. But Alabama may not be Alabama, but that's a tall task or a tall tale to tell going down to Tuscaloosa and winning. I like their chances of it being competitive and having a chance to win it at the end way more than I would have a few years ago. How about that? But I think you guys don't do that at a local establishment anymore, right?
That was out at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton.
So, yes. So what? I'm just curious. What do we have for lunch
day? What are you implying, Jason?
Nothing. I'm not implying anything.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'll tell you what, curious. Jesse, I listened to a couple of the clips that you sent over, and him telling that Lee Corso story is it's radio gold. And Angler and Tark, like, it was just, it was fantastic. I laughed hard.
If you missed it on College Game Day last week when they were honoring Lee Corso, one of the stories that they told, Chris Fowler, who was the original host of Game Day, joined Kirk Herbstreit and Lee Corso on stage. That was like the original trio. Mm-hmm. And they were telling a story about going to New York after Corso, back before there was social media and even like internet articles being shared. He was the voice of critique of college football, and he got after Barry Alvarez for a decision at the end of a game, and Barry sought him out in New York to get after him after. And you should find it on YouTube, on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, or download the podcast on the ESPN Wisconsin app, because I was rolling hearing that story. It was so good.
We will tweet out. We should tweet out the link to the
I was going to say, put that
channel.
Clip up. You don't need to have people sleuthing to find it. It's fantastic. And Jesse, great job. I don't know if you pulled that out of him, but that was a great story.
Whoa, Nelly!
That's why you've had such a great week. That's why you've had such a great week.
And a good week. Not as good a week for the Milwaukee Brewers. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Philadelphia Phillies, including a shutout loss yesterday. Here's where we're at. The Brewers are 4 up in the loss column on the Phillies.
Oh, no, we're talking loss column.
For the best record in
the
National League.
Own the tiebreaker. Own the tiebreaker.
Got the tiebreaker over the Phillies. So winning that one on Wednesday was important this week.
We're actually 4.5 games up.
5 up in the loss column on the Cubs, but now we got...
Okay, we're only 4.5 up on them.
That's for the NL Central. So 5 up on the Cubs in the Central, 4 up on the Phillies for the best record in the National League. Are you concerned about the Brewers losing either one of those things before season's end, Tausch?
I mean, I'm concerned, sure, because, you know, baseball, things can slip, and, you know, the bullpen's been tattered. We've had injuries. Yelly's back's been bothering him. I definitely am concerned. I love the fact we got a little cushion. We got a little bit of runway, but it can go away quick. So you got to beat bad teams. And I see Pirates just swept the Dodgers. I think we're going up to Pittsburgh. We won't see Skinas this weekend, though, which is good. So I would like to see us put a little more cushion in there than what we got right now.
Yeah, I think it's okay to be nervous and hopeful, but nervous. Jesse, the real question is, are you nervous? And are you questioning the managerial work that's occurred in the last several
games? DJ Diesel is no longer coming for us to use as a metric for when we can start to be nervous about anything, so we got to figure that out. I am not nervous, no. You build a lead.
That makes me more nervous that you're confident.
You build a lead. You win 14 games in a row so that you can have a week or two where you're battling injuries and don't have a day off and you struggle in some games and you can still live with that. That's baseball. So you build that lead so that you can go through this kind of stretch and still be in a good position at the end of the season. They're going to be all right.
All right. I like the sound of that. I hope you're right. I feel good about them making the playoffs. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about them and how far they're going to advance. But we will continue to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully they stay healthy, because it would be a real shame to have such a great run all season and then find out that they've run into really bad luck down the stretch. We like to finish the week off with our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. That always makes us happy to end the week. And again, hey, there's no reason to panic yet. There's also no reason to panic if you've been in an accident, because you know that all it takes is one call to get the best team on your side. Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. Never got a hold of David for the Boldathon. I'm sure he was busy working very hard on behalf of his clients. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the firm, all the great things they do in our community. Gruber Law says one call, that's all. We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Try to live up to the
time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Jesse's going to do that, pick a winner, and tell you to take care of Be Good all in the next 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah, we sure are. Okay, first up, Cousin Subs gift card for Wilde and Tausch trivia this week, the first of many throughout the remainder of this year. Congratulations to, he needed it, Sparky in Sussex.
Oh, Spark Dog.
Sparky got it done. Today's trivia contestant. Take your wife, Sparky.
Sack time.
Take your wife.
Sack time.
Sub
time. He's going to have a sack lunch. We'll have a sack lunch of Cousin Subs.
And for Feel Good Friday, heard this first yesterday on the Brewers Radio Network broadcast, Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle, and then I looked more up afterward. It was really cool. The Brewers honored a group of 25 World War II veterans from the organization Vets Roll yesterday for the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. Among them, 100-year-old World War II veteran Burley Brelenthin of Lake Geneva.
Let's go, Burley.
Who threw out the ceremonial first pitch at yesterday's game. That was really cool to see.
That's awesome. Old enough to have seen Curly Lambeau wearing number one before Micah Parsons does on Sunday. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.